Hey, this is Lacey, and welcome to this week's episode of SmartCast. Today, I'm joined with Dr. Jody Lynn Jelsima, our injector, and Peyton, our medical aesthetic specialist. So thank you both for being here with me today, and I'd love to talk to you guys about all of the new services that we're going to be adding in with our current offerings of injectables, including but not limited to our PDO threads, hormone replacement therapy, and P-shot, O-shot, and all of those things. So, Dr. Jody Lynn, tell me a little bit about, first of all, your experience at working with Smart Skin so far.
I love working here. It's been, it's been really nice, especially working with Peyton. The places I've worked previously, I did not have an assistant. And so having someone there to both assist with injectables, distract the patient, talk to the patient, and provide another set of eyes has been really great.
And building that patient rapport and her being there every single day, I feel like has been really a nice added benefit that we've been able to have someone specific that's dedicated to following up with the patient.
Absolutely.
And getting their feedback and making sure that they're happy. If there's any issues or anything that they want to address, they have that personal connection with someone who's there day in and day out, and being able to make sure that we're getting great before and after photos and we're documenting everything, you know, in ways that we can kind of show them their progress too. So I think that's been a really great addition of us adding you in, Peyton, to our injectable side of the business and everything that we've been doing with that. So Dr. Jody Lynn, you've been doing injectables for a really long time. Tell me, like, what made you decide to get into injectables, and how long have you been doing this?
That is a loaded question. So I did my residency in OBGYN, thinking that that's what I wanted. And I was always told that, you know, you can make your lifestyle the way you, whatever you want. But I learned throughout my education that that is not correct. And I would see a lot of my colleagues go on and finish residency, and then they would still be at the hospital just as much as I was. And, you know, I'd say, like, hey, what's up with this? And they're like, well, you know, I feel dedicated to my patients. My patients want me there for their deliveries. And, like, they didn't want to have the doctor on call deliver their baby. And so I decided that was not for me. Switched to primary care, started offering more like cash-based services to drive in revenue for my practice because I'm not boarded as a primary care physician. And so by doing that, I got into aesthetics, into injectables, and decided that this is what I really love. This is what I'm real passionate about. And I've been doing that ever since.
So we offer lots of different services. We offer a multitude of different toxins, a lot of different dermal fillers. And I feel like the dermal filler and toxin game has changed so much over the years. Tell me a little bit about your experience with seeing the trends grow and how this whole industry has evolved so much.
Absolutely. So back when, you know, Botox Cosmetic and the initial, like, Bellafill, and when people were back injecting collagen and stuff too, they would basically just chase after lines without really studying the anatomy. And that has really changed in the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years with just getting more comfortable of placement with filler to really contour the face and enhance the patient's natural beauty.
It's very artistic, and you know, there's been celebrities and people like that over the years that people will look at and be like, oh my gosh, I do not want to look like that. That they look crazy. And most of those people, it's typically bad plastic surgery and not necessarily dermal fillers. So dermal fillers is a very natural, beautiful look. And put in the right hands, you can really enhance someone's natural beauty very nicely. We had our staff day this week, and just seeing our staff and it building their confidence and seeing, you know, those tiny little tweaks make such a big difference in enhancing their overall look has been really fun and rewarding. Mm-hmm. They have all been on like cloud nine all week long, so it's been really fun to see that. Mm-hmm. And Peyton, you know, you got to get some things done, and the girls love it. And what better way to show off your incredible talents as an injector than to have all of our staff be our live little models walking around all mm-hmm. over the place. And we have a big staff too, so that's not a small undertaking. It is quite the endeavor trying to get everybody in and keep everybody happy. And so if you can make them happy, and you can make anybody happy for sure. Mm-hmm. So Peyton, you have a background in urgent care, ER, dermatology. Tell me a little bit about your experience and how you got here.
Well, I started out right out of school in urgent care,
mm-hmm.
and I got a lot of experience as far as hands-on with IVs and everything,
mm-hmm.
but I knew that's not what I wanted to do. And I had really wanted to get into dermatology, but it was harder to get into dermatology without having some type of cosmetic experience.
Right.
And so when I moved to Birmingham, I ended up getting on with this company in dermatology, and then they had cosmetics there. And so I got to do medical side of dermatology, but also cosmetic side. And then I learned that I was very good at cosmetics and wanted to only do cosmetics.
I will agree with that statement. Yes. Absolutely.
And so then I found y'all guys, and here I am. And well, now I love working with Dr. Jody. She's amazing.
Yeah, you guys are a great team. I love to see you guys working together and kind of collaborating and just coming up with the best patient overall experience and amazing patient outcomes. So I'm super excited about some of the new things that we're going to be offering mm-hmm. as well. So we're going to be offering, one of the things we're going to be offering is PDO threads. Yes. We've never offered that at Smart Skin before, but I know it's a big thing. And I know that there are a lot of clients that are seeking out a few things that are non-surgical options, and this is definitely one of those things. So tell me a little bit about PDO threads, how they work, who's a candidate for it, what all areas can you treat with that?
Absolutely. So PDO threads, it stands for polydiaxinone, which is a surgical grade suture.
Mm-hmm.
They come in different types, whether you are looking for a lift mm-hmm. or if you're looking just to improve texture of the skin. So one of my favorite procedures to do is a non-surgical facelift.
Sure.
So this is, so these are threads that have little barbs on them, so they help lift the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
They fully dissolve in 6 to 9 months, but after about a month, collagen starts forming around that thread and sends little fingers of collagen out into the surrounding tissue, which mm-hmm. helps support the lift after those threads dissolve.
Sure.
The lift itself lasts for 18 months. And an ideal candidate would be someone who has started to notice signs of like jowling, but still has good skin integrity. Like a lot of our clients do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because it's not, there's very little downtime.
Right.
Most people will have some swelling, some bruising, but there's no scars. Unlike with a facelift, you'll get that scar by the ear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wear the little helmet thing.
The little garments.
Yeah. Those. And like you really just don't have that downtime. I generally tell people not to schedule any dentist appointments for the first month afterwards, just because you don't, because your face will feel tight,
mm-hmm.
And you don't want to disrupt the end result.
Right. Mm-hmm. I see this as being a really great option for someone either right before they're ready to get a facelift, or even if they've had a facelift and it might be in between needing a second one potentially, just
Absolutely.
To give that extra little lift.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any possibility of someone being allergic to this product or having any adverse reactions to it?
So the reactions I've seen are like basically swelling and bruising.
Okay.
Patients who are not candidates are patients who tend to keloid,
mm-hmm.
have scars that keloid. Patients that are pregnant or nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically, we'll evaluate them and see if they're really needed, like a surgery.
Right. Yeah. So would you layer this along with a dermal filler?
Absolutely.
Or would this be, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be your protocol for that? Like, would you do this first and then a few weeks later add in some HA dermal fillers?
So, it really is individualized mm-hmm. to the patient. There are some patients who have a lot of volume loss and laxity, and that's why they have jowling.
Mm-hmm.
And so by replacing some of the volume first and then doing a thread lift,
mm-hmm.
That can help overall improve their appearance. And sometimes you have patients who are just a little heavier.
Right.
Or have like heavier jowling
mm-hmm.
and need that lift first. And then that's when you notice that they're volume deficient in certain areas.
And so how would this compare to, say, like Radius or Sculptra?
So compared to that, I mean, it's very similar because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, those are biostimulatory fillers.
Right.
It helps produce collagen and elastin, helps with overall appearance. I would say it's very similar mm-hmm. too. And actually there are some brands of threads that are made with the PLLA, which is the Sculptra.
Right. And so would this be something that you would help them choose between one of those two options? Like, would this give more lift per se than like a Radius or a Sculptra? If
yes.
that's what they were really looking for, is that lift?
Yeah.
To where the Sculptra and the Radius is going to be more collagen stimulating, building that foundation. So that could potentially even be used together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they go in different planes in the skin too.
Mm-hmm.
So they would definitely complement each other.
Yeah. We have a lot of really great tools in our toolbox mm-hmm. these days. You know, and like you said before people were just chasing lines and they didn't need a lot of tools to do that. And now we have so many options to treat various areas of the face and the different concerns that people have so that we can make sure that we're utilizing the right product in the right areas. So I love that. I think it's really neat too that the threads can be used on the body.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about the different areas of the body that you're excited to treat.
So I'm excited to treat, you know, like the crepey skin on arms and
mm-hmm.
legs, doing some textural stuff for like stretch marks,
mm-hmm.
Doing, a non-surgical rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, so. That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the little liquid nose enhancements that you've done have looked really impressive. So I'm excited about that. What about ears? Like, could you do the threading and like where people have like droopy ears or... Like, instead of doing an HA filler in the earlobes,
oh,
could they do like the... threading in the ear.
That is
that's a good question.
Great question.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah.
So,
can't you still do Botox too with the PDO threads?
Yeah.
With
mm-hmm.
facelifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did my Daxxify in early May,
mm-hmm.
and I still have pretty great results from
snatched.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still holding its shape there. So I've been really personally impressed with my results from the Daxxify, and I know that Emily, our nurse practitioner, as well as Mary Margaret, both got Daxxify
mm-hmm.
too, and they both are still really happy with their results. So Daxxify has been a really fun, innovative change in the toxin marketplace, and I think that there's definitely a big space for that for clients that don't want to come in very often, or they were having some issues with Botox metabolizing too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Daxxify and Xeomin have been really great alternatives
mm-hmm.
for those people. And then the Daxxify being a longer lasting toxin is really nice for people that don't have time to come in and do it all the time. And then I am personally kind of curious if people that create a resistance towards Botox for having done it too much is being able to spread it out longer in between treatments, is that going to help with that as well? Or would it matter since it is a different protein than Botox anyways?
I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, yeah, the Xeomin and the Daxxify are great alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who has become Botox resistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried, doing high-dose Xeomin. Mm-hmm. And she seems to continue to be resistant, and it might just take some time. Or I told her my next plan was to do Daxify on her.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's fun to be able to have different options because everybody is different. And, you know, what works wonderfully for the majority of people might not work for a few. And being able to have another alternative for them is definitely helpful. So we are also going to be offering PRP injections for tear troughs, PRP injections for hair regrowth, as well as our exosome treatment therapy that we have for that as well, the O shot and the P shot. So talk to me a little bit about those things that we're bringing into the practice.
So the O shot, I'm definitely comfortable with. Yes. The P shot, I mean, there is a reason I went into OBGYN.
Yeah.
And not into family medicine initially. if I never have to see another penis again, that would be fine by me.
So if they don't want the P shot, they can definitely still sit on the M cella because it is FDA cleared for erectile dysfunction in men. Oh. So we do have the M cella as an option for you guys. Sorry.
But for the O shot, I mean, absolutely. It's PRP. So it's you draw blood, you spin it down, get that nice platelet-rich plasma, which has all those growth factors, stem cells, and inject it into basically the G-spot just below. And it helps with urinary incontinence. Mm-hmm. You can inject into the clitoris, into the labia minora, just to kind of help overall sexual function.
Mm-hmm. And adding that intimate add-on is what we're calling it to our InFem 360 is going to make such a big difference our new InFem. We've already been treating patients. They're all really excited. They're able to see some minor changes already. Our InFem 360 is a radio frequency with ultrasound from our Exion platform, and it is an internal and an external vaginal rejuvenation. And it also helps with dryness, painful intercourse, and then adding that intimate add-on with the PRP and the O-spot will just like drive it home. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have those as well as the M-sculpt, the M-cella for the stress urinary incontinence and urgent urinary incontinence, and then adding those all together for a well-rounded treatment protocol for women's health and men's health as well. And then so also we're going to be adding in some hormone replacement therapy. I know that that's a really big thing. You've been doing that for quite a while too.
Yes.
So you're very well versed in the hormone replacement therapy and all of that. And our nurse practitioner will be starting with us full time very soon. She's with us several days a week already. Mm-hmm. She's going to be helping you with some consultations with that as well as Peyton with that side of things as well. So tell me, what's your experience been like with the hormone replacement therapy and what does that look like for the patient journey?
I mean, it's a game changer. You know, when I was in residency, we were very rigid on like who would qualify for hormone replacement. Mm-hmm. And it was really just menopausal women and they would get estrogen only, which would help with hot flashes, but not with the other symptoms that come with gradual aging and hormone imbalance. So fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, weight gain, especially around this central abdomen, inability to lose weight, mental fog, all of these things are symptoms of hormone imbalance. Mm-hmm. And when patients will complain about this to their primary doctors, what I saw was that, you know, we would check labs. Mm-hmm. And as long as they would fall in the normal range, they'd say, oh, you're fine. But, you know, they'd come to me and say, you know, I still feel like crap.
Right.
So what can we do about this?
They're like, that's cute, but keep digging.
Yes, exactly. So what we do is we try to optimize their hormones. Mm-hmm. So estrogen, testosterone, and thyroid. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, it really just helps alleviate all those symptoms. Mm-hmm. We do this, and it's bioidentical, so it's a lot safer than what I was previously using. Mm-hmm. and what has been linked to, you know, heart disease risk, stroke, things like that, because it's identical to what your body produces.
Right.
And
what is the company that you use now?
We're using Asteria. Mm-hmm. It's a compounding pharmacy here in Birmingham.
Okay.
They're a 503B compounding pharmacy, which, other than making me sound like a giant nerd, means that they have FDA oversight. So although... Yes. These bioidentical hormone pellets are not FDA approved because your dose is going to be different than my dose. It's going to be different than Peyton's dose.
Right.
All of the components that go into the pellets are FDA approved, and the process by which they're made is FDA approved.
Yes.
It's very rigorously tested. Mm-hmm. Each batch is tested for quality control. There's about a 3% margin of error.
Yeah, that's very important. Mm-hmm. So for the patient... journey and their experience, they would call, schedule a consultation, and then what happens from there?
They would get labs drawn. They mm-hmm. have an extensive questionnaire to fill out just mm-hmm. to kind of determine their symptoms and explain like their medical history as well. And so mm-hmm. their dose would be calculated based on their lab values, based on their medical history, and based on their symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So they would get their labs drawn. I would review all of that information with the nurse practitioner,
mm-hmm.
and then they would come back probably about a week later and could be treated.
Mm-hmm. And so then their custom pellets, mm-hmm. would they be sent to our office or to them? How does that work?
We would keep a stock in our office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then... they come in for their insertion, you make a tiny incision,
mm-hmm.
and then you place the pellets in,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess it's a little Steri-Strip you put over
it.
How long will it take before they can notice any detail, like any difference in their quality of life?
That's a great question. So as we age, mm-hmm. our hormones slowly start declining.
Right.
And so generally speaking, when these patients come to me, they're completely depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taken them years to get to that point.
Right.
The estrogen pellets, for speaking women, estrogen pellets start working in about 3 days. So mm-hmm. if they're on an estrogen replacement already, I tell them to continue that for 3 days and then stop it.
Okay.
The testosterone takes about 7 to 10 days to kick in. Most people start noticing a difference in how they feel, like a little more energy. Oh, I'm not so tired after lunch, mm-hmm. in 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to get them to commit to a full year of therapy,
right.
because that's when they're truly going to feel fully optimized with their hormones, because every time they come in for a pellet, it will kind of stack on.
Yeah.
So.
It's an accumulative result.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then how often do they come in and have these pellets reinserted?
For women, it's every 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And that varies.
It's like by Botox. They can get their Botox in their pellets.
There you go. And that varies by individual, too, by how fast they metabolize things. People who smoke will burn through them faster. People who are, like, ultra marathoners will mm-hmm. burn through them faster. But generally speaking, about 3 to 4 months. For men, just because they get larger doses,
mm-hmm.
it's about every 5 to 6 months.
Okay. And then, so as far as, like, what to expect pricing-wise, is it going to vary patient to patient and what they need, or is there a pretty standard price across the board?
It's pretty standard.
Okay. So we could definitely create a membership.
Absolutely.
As an option for mm-hmm. these patients that are wanting to have this done, and, you know, with that 1 year, you know, minimum requirement, mm-hmm. so that they can get those optimal results. Do you see patients continuing to stay on the pellets, like, for a lifetime?
100%.
Yeah.
A lot of the patients that I've pelleted in the past mm-hmm. continue to follow me from location to location because they're like, I didn't know I could feel this good.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was just the fact that, you know, I'm working full time, have a bunch of kids in school, have to run my household. I thought that was why I was drained. No, mm-hmm. it's because I have no hormones.
And how important is it that they come in consistently at that 3 to 4 month mark to get their next dosing?
It's important because of that accumulative effect.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, patients will say, like, I've had a lot of women come in and be like, yeah, I didn't realize how long it had been. And then my husband said, you need a pellet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so is it going to be, like, if they did decide or couldn't continue to do the pellets for any reason, does it just kind of reset back to where they would have been anyways? Is there any, like, negative effects on them aside from that?
It's, yeah, basically their symptoms will slowly, will gradually come back.
Yeah. Kind of so. Like once you start shaving, you don't want to stop. You could, but.
Yeah. Why?
But why would you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so you also have seen, obviously, the big craze around semaglutides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have patients that are doing both semaglutide and hormone replacement therapy? How do those work hand in hand?
So because, like I'll say, again, we're all women. I'll use women as an example. We start losing testosterone in our mid-20s. By the time we hit 40, it's pretty low. By the time we go through menopause, it's basically in the trash. And I mean, in like, I mean, you and I can both attest to, like, if you ever, ever tried going on a diet with a man,
I just don't. I don't even bother.
It's frustrating because they can, you can be working out in the gym for an hour, 7 days a week, be watching every single calorie you put in your body.
You look at a cookie, you gain weight.
And then while it, whereas, you know, my husband can, you know, eat a pizza and still like, oh, I dropped 5 pounds.
Right.
You know, and I'm like.
You're like, what did you do? And he's like, I just quit drinking Cokes. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I never drank Cokes. Here we are.
Right? So, and it's because of the testosterone. And so by replacing the testosterone, that's going to help put on like lean muscle mass, which burns more calories.
Right.
And, with the semaglutide, it was originally developed as a diabetes drug. And it works by increasing the hormone ghrelin, which is our satiety hormone. Mm-hmm. It also works by delaying gastric emptying, so you actually do feel fuller for longer, setting you up for a calorie deficit. So that in combination with the added boost from the testosterone and the energy that you feel, that you want to work out more, you want to do that, it just it goes hand in hand.
And so how important is it that patients continue a healthy diet and make sure that they are still doing their exercise while they're on a semaglutide?
It's important, 100%. I mean, when I first started doing semaglutide, I would have patients who would come in and they'd be like, well, I thought I was supposed to lose weight. And I'm like, well, what are you doing differently? They're like, well, nothing. I'm like, well, are you eating when you're not hungry? And they're like, well, yeah, I don't want to waste away. I'm like, you just don't eat when you're not hungry.
Yeah.
And that's what it helps with.
I just see sometimes when patients are not continuing their exercise habits, they tend to lose a little more muscle mass.
Absolutely.
When they're on a semaglutide.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
So if they're not eating enough, so not the, so it's like the opposite extreme of that one patient. So they just, they aren't hungry, so they're not eating, and then they have no energy.
Right. So their muscle tissue is deteriorating.
So their muscle atrophies.
So they either have to work out or they have to come do the M-Sculpt Neo.
Yep.
The choice is theirs. But they're not going to get any cardiovascular help just from the M-Sculpt Neo. But the M-Sculpt Neo is really impressive to me, too, because it's been a very big game changer for people that are recovering from an injury. And they can't work out to full capacity. And so they're able to do M-Sculpt Neo and restore that muscle mass that has started to atrophy. So the things that we have at Smart Skin these days still to this very moment, like, blow my mind that we have the capability of doing all the things that we have. It's so impressive that it's like truly a one-stop shop, and it's overall health and wellness. And I've said this a million times, while I love and appreciate all of the aesthetic benefits of all of it, for me, the most important part of it is the overall health and wellness, the better quality of life. You can sleep better. You feel better. You know, you just have more energy. You have more confidence. And it's just so important to me that patients are able to feel their best. And so I love that we have all of these different things at Smart Skin that we can help them achieve a better life. Peyton, what are you most excited about with all of these new things? Because you originally were hired to come help us at front desk. And so we, with you having, you know, a medical assistant degree, once Dr. Jody Lynn came in and we knew that we were going to be able to add in all these additional things, I was like, no, we're actually going to have you do so much more. So you get to do all the things, really.
Yeah. I get to do it all, and I love it, but... Yeah,
you never get bored.
No, I don't. I really am excited about the PDO threads.
Not to interrupt you, but there's our weekly ambulance to drive by in the middle of the podcast. See, they're raining your ambulances every time.
I'm really excited to see the PDO threads because I haven't got a chance to see that. You know, I know all about Botox and filler, but I don't know anything about the threads besides Dr. Jody educating me on it. But I'm going to be really excited to actually be able to assist and see it done.
Get your hands on that.
And I do think it'll be nice to see the hormone pellets as well because it's literally a one-stop shop here along with our hair salon too.
Yeah.
And that's like a client yesterday. She, that word for word, that's what she used. And she was like, I'm just so excited that y'all are about to offer all of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, with me having endometriosis, like it's nice for me because if I want to be able to try one of these things, I can.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited for all of it and I get to get my hands on it too. So it makes it even better.
Yeah. Do you see, like, I know for me personally, like, I can't wait to even just do labs to figure out, like, where I stand.
Yes.
You know, I feel like there's so many people that don't go to the doctor because they're afraid of what they're going to find. But if you know where you stand, you know what you need to do to correct it. And if I can see my labs and see where I stand and see that I can make a few little tweaks or adjustments to make me feel that much better, I'm definitely going to do that. And so I think having the availability to our clients to be able to have that information and be in an environment where they're comfortable already and they're here already, I feel like they are going to have a much better quality of life by having that knowledge and being able to have the tools with you guys to improve that area of their lives. So I'm really excited that we're going to have that available to them.
Me too.
Because they put it off and now hopefully they won't. So I think that's really great. And so you guys have gotten to work with a lot of our amazing aesthetic reps too. How's that been?
It's great. You know, I think I was telling you, like, I'm very good friends with a couple of the reps. Mm-hmm. They've become very almost like family to me.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because whenever something's coming out, and we can edit this out if we need to, but they'll say something like, oh, well, this is, I'm not allowed to tell you yet, but there's new product in the works.
Insider information.
Yeah. So that's great. And then I get my hands on it before other med spas do.
Yeah. No, I love that. And, you know, we work together so much that we do build relationships with not only each other, but also our reps. And I mean, we're just really a big family. Mm-hmm. And so it drives me crazy too, when I hear stories about if an office, and I know no one around here would do this because Alabama is like so great and we all are so respectful of each other and we're just so Southern and sweet down here. Mm-hmm. But whenever you hear of practices just not being nice or kind to reps, and I'm like, you have no idea how hard they work and you know how hard it is to do what they do. They travel all over the place and they, you know, have so much that's expected out of them. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful for everything that they do. Absolutely. For us. They're such amazing partners. They're always going above and beyond to help us be able to have the best education and knowledge and information and all of the supplies and everything that we need to give our patients and our staff everything that we can. Mm-hmm. So we're super thankful and grateful.
Absolutely.
For all of our,
and they all have families,
our partners
too.
Absolutely.
Right, so.
Yes. And they still answer our phone calls even when they're at home.
Or they come to events that go late into the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I mean, I've become such good friends with some of my reps that they come over and spend the day at the beach with me when I'm there at another friend's house. It's not even my house, but I'm like, come on over, have fun. But yeah, they're getting to know their families and, you know, being a part of them in that way has been really rewarding too. Mm-hmm. So we're all a big family around here at Smart Skin.
It's nice to know them on a personal level.
Yes, it is.
Past business.
For sure. Yeah. But, well, thank you both for being here with me today. I think we covered everything that we've got right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, next week might be a different story. We might have something new, brand new to talk about, but we'll bring you back if so. Well, I really appreciate you both being here. I love both of you. I've been so excited to get to know you both better And I'm so excited for what's to come at Smart Skin with our medical division.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll see you next week on SmartCast.